Yevamos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Sheish arayis chamurus me'elu. There are six arayis that are more chamer than the previous 15 we had in the previous Mishnah. So the Rav has two mahalchim he brings here. One, and we're going to go by the first one now. Mipnei shenesuos la'acherim. Meaning, what is the chumrah? Because they can only marry other people. They cannot marry your brother. And therefore, since they can only marry other people, tsarosei and mutaros, when they go and marry somebody else that's not your brother, and this has nothing to do with Yibum, so let's say, like, one of the examples is a person's mother. Person's mother is usher to marry his brother no matter what. Because even if it's brother from the father, because that's what Yibum is, he can never marry your mother because your mother is his stepmother. Because you're both sharing the same father and it's the father's first wife or other wife. So you can never have a case of Yibum by that. And the tsarosei and mutaros, what it means here in the Mishnah, is if, let's say, the guy's mother goes and marries somebody else that has another wife. There's nothing to do with Yibum. It's not your brother. This guy now dies, leaving the mother and his other wife as almanos. So you can go and marry the other wife. The Rambam actually learns that what it means here is that mipnei shenesuros la'acherim, meaning only beheter, they can only marry somebody else beheter. So even if the guy went and married Shimon's mother, so Reuven went and married his stepmother, and Reuven had another wife and Reuven died, Shimon is now allowed and should do Yibum to the tzara of Shimon's mother. Why? Because there was never a real marriage between Reuven, who died, and Reuven's stepmother. So since the Kiddushin is not Toifes, therefore, since he was never married to his stepmother, his other wife does fall to Shimon in Yibum. So that's the two ways to learn. What are the six cases? Imo, person's mother, ve'eshes aviv, his stepmother, ve'achos aviv, his father's sister, achosome aviv, his sister from his father's side, ve'eshes achi aviv, the wife of his uncle from his father's side, meaning his father's brother's wife, ve'eshes achiv me aviv, and also his sister-in-law, meaning his brother's wife from his father's side. All these cases, the common denominator is they're all connected to him from his father, and therefore, since Yibum is from the father, that means your brother from your father is also related to them. That means your brother can't do Yibum to them. That means, whether you learn that the Kedushin is not Toifsin, like the Rambam, there's never a marriage, or we're not even talking about Yibum, like Rashi learns, like the first Pshat in the Rav. Either way, the Tzara is always going to be Mutter, no matter what, to marry Shimon.